Jeff Mayer's or eight or whatever it was, yes?
Mayor Daly is calling you on 9-1.
Yes, sir.
Mr. President?
How you doing, my friend?
How are you?
I'm just doing fine. Hope you are.
I love everything you're doing. You're doing great. We're very proud of you.
Somebody told me I was supposed to come out there and collect some money for you and try to make a speech.
Well, if you do, we left the biggest reception. You know, we put a mine out here, as we always, and surely love to see you and Mrs. Jansen out here.
I'm a Dick Daly.
23rd.
I'm a Dick Daly man. We'll be there.
We're a Jansen men, because by God, Mr. President, really, I mean it, and all I hear is everything wonderful about you. You're doing a great job, and may the Lord continue to give you health to carry out the responsibilities the way you're doing it.
Well, thank you, Dick. Thank you.
You're a great president.
Well, you might.
What I'm calling you about is this Edward Hannon.
I'll never forget how you treated me in the 60 thing, and I always have a warm spot for you.
I know. We always felt, my wife said, never did we meet a finer couple than you and Mrs. Jansen, and we've never forgotten. And
are you looking at things for me in the Midwest?
You're going great, and that's what I want to say, and I'm not flattering you, because, you know, I'd say it if we weren't doing so well. I think your conduct of the office, your humility, your courage, your determination, that program, that right-hand poverty has got them all swirling around, the opposition, they don't know where they're going. I think it was an excellent idea. I think you put it out in concise language so that everyone could understand it, and we're picking it up out here tremendously in every ward organization, every township organization, and this is our program for 1964.
We got to have some real demonstration in Chicago on this anti-poverty program, and we can coordinate.
This will be wonderful, and this is all a part of what we're trying to do, and under your leadership.
What I wish you'd do, I wish you'd get your local people together through local initiative and let us cooperate and establish the coordinating mechanisms of planning and developing what you think ought to be done for it there in Chicago, and then we get this money, we can drop a hunk of it in there and do it.
That'll be great.
But get your planning and development people busy right now to see what you do for the crummiest place in town, the lowest to the bottom thing, and see what we can do about it, and we'll get our dough, and then you can have your plan ready, and we'll move.
Wonderful. I appreciate it very much. And I wanted you to know that we're all very much interested in the appointment of Ed Hanrahan as district attorney.
Is that what you want?
He's a great Democrat. He ran for Congress. He was defeated. He's a graduate of Notre Dame and of Harvard. But more than that, Mr. President, let me say with great honor and pride, he's a precinct captain.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm an
honor. Conducted himself. He's got a family, and he's got integrity and decency.
Is he your man?
Yes, he is.
Do you want him?
We surely do.
You got him? You got him? And didn't you? Don't you remember the story I told you in the 60 campaign that old boy's Penrose?
Yes, you did.
Well,
and I've never forgotten the wonderful conversation we had with you, Mr. President, and the former speaker in the speaker's office. And I've never forgotten that speech he's made, and I make it all over Illinois. There's no South or North Illinois or any East and West. We're all one state, and that applies to the nation. You're doing a great job, and don't let them tell you any differently. And the people are with you. The fellow on the bottom rung and the people that elect presidents are with you.
Will you call me when I need to know otherwise?
I surely will.
This will be done today. We'll send it up in the morning, and you just get me a good man, because I want your kind.
Be proud of this man.
I just want your kind.
Mrs. Jansen.
I don't want you to have to mess around a year to find out how to talk to him. So you pick him with that in mind, and you get the right kind, and we'll take care of him here.
Fine, Mr. President.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.